This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I have with me on the line Jerry Eamon, the president of the AFL Fans Association. He's been on the show a few times as we've discussed issues with fans, but certainly there's a lot going on this week. Welcome back to Chicks Talking Footy, Jerry.
G'day, Fiona. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Well, for those of you who maybe don't know who you are and what the AFL Fans Association does, tell us a little bit about what you do and why you exist.
Sure. The Fans Association started in 2013 by a bunch of fans who wanted to make sure that there was a voice of fans that could pressure the AFL, the government or whoever into making sure that fans are looked after, and that's grassroots fans. There was a feeling that corporate interests were always trumping interests of everyday fans, and that there'd be some benefit in having a united voice.
Yeah, wonderful. And I'm very glad you exist. You've certainly done a lot for fans and represented us well in that time. But there's a really hot topic happening this week, as you'd have to be living under a rock not to know. The coronavirus has hit the world and altered our own realities, but also the reality of how sport is going to be played. There seems to be a lot of mixed messages going around, and even within the AFL, there's messages about, you know, well, fans aren't allowed to attend at the moment is the current state of play. But even on this morning, Gerald Whateley was sort of saying, why aren't we postponing the season? So what's your thoughts on that, Jerry?
The feedback that we've been having is pretty mixed about whether the season should go ahead or not. I don't feel that there's a real united opinion on that. Some feel that we really need a distraction right now. So even whether it be without crowds, having the footy to watch would be good for our mental health, basically. Whilst others feel, well, it's inevitable that some players are going to get infected and it's a bit mad to be playing any contact sport or any congregating in any way, at least until the situation is a bit clearer, and for that reason it should be postponed.
Yeah, I mean, that's my thought too. It seems funny to put all the crowds away, but we're going to tackle each other while we're sweating profusely, and it only takes, you know, one player on the ground to then be a danger to everybody else, and it could affect, you know, players being able to play for weeks afterwards. So it does seem strange when there's been other sports like the NBA, the Grand Prix shut down, baseball have put off training, hockey isn't playing, the Spain ATP tennis tour has been cancelled, surfing's been cancelled. There's a lot of sports that are doing that, but not the AFL at this stage. But we've only got a couple of days before the season's meant to start.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, if a player or a couple of players start falling sick with coronavirus, you think that might very quickly change and it might be an immediate suspension. I can't see players wanting to play if some of them are starting to fall sick. So it's a bit of a watch this space, I think. You know, I mean, I don't think there's any guarantee that the season will see its full length. And, you know, the way the AFL is currently planning for it, which is playing more games bunched up at the beginning of the season, they're planning for a break in the season and therefore for infections to affect the season. I guess they're in a spot where, you know, if they cancel the season or suspend it, there's a lot of money on the line and they're probably considering their viability and how that will look like if they suspend or cancel the season.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot at play. And you've been following what fans have been saying online, and of course there's mixed reactions there as well. Some people might be demanding refunds or discounts on their membership. Personally, I'm a member of my club because I, for many reasons that go beyond just getting my seat each week. It's also part of being part of the tribe, supporting my club. But is that something that you think would happen for fans that do demand refunds?
Yeah, I do. Look, I think a lot of fans will be happy to treat their membership as a donation to their club in recognition that clubs are really going to be struggling. You know, they normally get all the money from home games, from gate receipts, and that's not going to happen. So it's going to be hard. I can't see how clubs will get through, especially some of the smaller ones, without AFL help. But that being said, there are members out there that, you know, may have lost their jobs and are quite cash-strapped. And I think for them, they don't have that luxury of treating it as a donation. And I think for them, understandably, they'll be seeking a refund. And I think that's understandable.
And have you spoken to the AFL about that in particular? Do you know what their stance is at this stage?
I know that clubs are going to make, they're figuring out a coordinated approach. It hasn't been released yet. But I would be stunned if they didn't offer refunds to those who wanted it. I don't really see how you can offer a product and then no longer provide that product and not refund the fee that was payable for that product. I think that's kind of basic consumer law, actually. Mm-hmm. Clubs are understandably wanting to have a united voice on how they treat this issue, because otherwise, you know, if one club does this and the other club does that, it'll turn fans against different clubs saying, well, why are you not doing what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. I think, I got a email from my club, Hawthorn, this week saying they're already going to take a 10% hit to their bottom line just with the way things are right now. And Hawthorn's one of the richer clubs at the moment, but we don't want to have to merge with Melbourne like we were thinking about doing in the 90s. So if there's a 10 or 20% hit to some of the smaller clubs, that you would think would put them in dire straits.
Yeah, I agree. Look, there will have to be some assistance. And I think realistically what's going to happen is we're going to have, you know, cuts in payment with all club employees. I think it's only logical that at some stage the players will also be asked to take a cut. Because, you know, that's the biggest outlay. So I think that's all pretty logical that's going to happen, and those discussions are probably already starting to be had.
Yeah, and look, my heart goes out to all the people that are employed by football, the security people, the hospitality people, people that own food, shops in the grounds, there's, you know, events teams, there's literally thousands of people that their employment will get would already be affected by.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you're right, it trickles down, doesn't it? You know, the person selling hot pies and the teenage boys and girls selling the footy records, all that feeds into it. So, yeah, you're right, it's wide-ranging.
It is wide-ranging. I know that's the big issue, but is there anything else you've sort of been looking at for fans over the last, over the off-season, really?
Yeah, look, I think that's just dwarfed everything in a very short space of time. I think that's all that we're concentrated on at the moment. I mean, I know that we've got a committee meeting tomorrow night, and I'm sure this will dominate discussion.
Yeah, well, I think it's something that any other issue, you're right, will pale in comparison at the moment. But, gosh, we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So by the time your meeting happens, there could be a new state of affairs by then. So I know Dan Andrews just declared a state of emergency effective 12 p.m. today, which is Monday. So we'll see what entails with that as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's a quick-moving beast, isn't it? So I think we wake up every day and go, what's next at the moment?
Yeah, that's right. Well, certainly our realities have been altered forever, it would seem, or at least for the next few years. But thanks so much for your chat today, Jerry. We'd love to stay in touch with you as things unfold and see how things are playing out over the season.
Absolutely, Fiona. At my pleasure. I'm very, very happy to come on anytime.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.